want me to sing it again.
Yeah. I was like, hold up, do not sing this on recording
Hold
because
on.
the
I'm
people.
not recording.
Wait, hold on. This is gold. This is gold.
I just realized that you're
Gold.
singing and I'm not
This
recording.
is gold. What's the story?
What's the
Mor morning
story?
gore
Morning
glory.
glory.
What's the tale?
The tale,
Nightingale.
nightingale.
I
Okay,
wanted to
so
do
you're
a
just gonna
duet
steal
too.
my thunder.
I
No, you
wanted us
stole
to
my
do a duet.
thunder. No, you stole my thunder.
Okay, what is that from? Please enlighten us.
I'm trying to, but you won't stop talking.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. It is from Bye Bye Birdie.
Bye, bye,
And
buddy.
the reason that you know it is because Tom performed it in high school.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I only heard that part.
Yeah, that's why I don't know much about Bye Bye Birdie, but I know that song really well because Thomas would sing it at home because he loved it. And then he was allowed to perform.
Yeah. He was the guy by a car, I think.
He previously only just loved that song, and then they're like, "Do you want to perform?" And he said, "Me
Me perform?
perform?
I never. I
I
remember
never."
them doing that. Bye bye birdie, because I think it's in Mad Men in some thing.
Oh yeah,
Who is
it's a
that,
part.
Anne
It also
Margaret?
has that famous song in it, the "Da da da da, feet up, put on a happy face." Da 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 da, feet up, put on a happy face.
Wait.
I keep
So
I don't know the real lyrics anymore because I only know the Walmart commercial lyrics now, which is sad. They're
I
rolling
hate
back
that.
prices all over the
Oh God, you're
place.
right. And then the fucking "Oh
Yeah.
What a Beautiful Morning." I can't like that song. I just think of "You Won't Raise Your Rates at T-Mobile" with Zach Braff and what's his name? Turk's name?
Donald Faison.
Yeah, they're in that together.
Yeah, I've seen that. And they have Aquaman with them, don't they? Aquaman?
Aquaman? No, they don't have
I
anyone
forget
with
his, no,
them.
Jason. He's with Jason.
Momoa?
I think he joins them later in other commercials. But they're for T-Mobile, and they have him there with them later.
Okay.
I know what commercials are.
I don't. I'm not saying you
One.
don't. I just don't know
Okay.
that one. It's not
Hey,
the one where they're singing.
chill.
No. Okay, this is very important. Not the one. You made it sound like it was the one where they were singing "Oh, What a
I thought
Beautiful
maybe
Morning."
it was, and then I realized I probably was wrong and didn't
Okay,
remember
so
and need
don't
it.
like come at me like.
Oh, Lord, you're coming at me. I'm not coming at anybody. I just wanted to move on and tell you another commercial that I get the words wrong now.
What's that one?
It's Old Navy, and I think this is around the 2000 times. But they
Love those
use, "Can you
times.
hear them? Old Navy swimsuits. Look at them. They're looking real cute."
What
That's a good one.
about Celebrex or whatever? Come on. That one,
I
that
don't know that one.
Celebrex commercial. I don't know. It might not
Celebrex.
start with Celebrex. It's like then Celebrex something, but they're all singing it together. So I just think Celebrex.
Interesting. I don't think I know that one. But yeah, I think
That one's been a little bit.
that Walmart commercial is old as hell, and I still sing it. I don't even know the words to that song anymore.
The one Kellator loves the J.G. Wentworth song, the 877 Kush. No, I don't think they have it anymore, but she like is
Is that
excited
the
about that.
something when I need cash
Cash
now?
now, call J.G.
That's a good
Wentworth,
one.
877 Cush. No, we're just doing commercials for it. They probably don't exist. I haven't seen them for a
Well,
while.
they owe us money. Everyone that we've mentioned owes us money.
What about Target?
That's how this works. Target, I don't think Target has any jingles, do they? No, they're not Right Store, Right Price, are they?
Right store, right price. That's
I think that's
Payless.
Payless, yeah.
Because they
Oh,
couldn't do
I told you when I was in Lafayette, they changed all the logos for
fuckers.
Kroger
No,
stores.
no, 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 no. You mean they put up Kroger's?
No, they're not all Kroger's, but they all have the same logo now. It's like a little half citrus. that's turned upside down, and it's the color of the store that it's a part of.
Yeah.
So okay. where I live, there's Kroger's and JC's, and they're both Kroger's. And Kroger has a blue one, and JC has a red one. And then I was like, that's weird. And then when I drove back to Lafayette, they had gotten rid of the Big Apple that I love. There's a Big Apple that said
that
Payless
sucks.
In the middle.
That sucks.
And now it's just Payless in the same font as Kroger with a little half citrus. That is
somewhere
like
I have a horrible
red.
Old work shirt for Payless.
Oh, I'm jealous.
It's not a good, it's unfortunately just, it's because they have some of the cuts they had, like they had like the, those polos that were really nice, but I got like the big mesh ones and they're just ugly. Like I never got one of the cool ones.
I guess I just automatically saw in my head like a soccer shirt. So I just saw like the big logo on the middle of the shirt.
Yeah.
Soccer shirts when we were like in rec soccer were probably the best things in the world. I remember you always wanted to be on the Frozen Custard team because they had the best like logo shirt. And you could get like a free cool shirt. And then if you're a fat kid, you can wear that shirt until high school.
If you're a fat kid. I loved my zoo shirt. I went to zoo camp as a kid and I had this awesome.
I loved your zoo shirt too.
That I wore until I could not wear it anymore. It was when I was like, I don't care. I know it's like almost, you can see my fat belly, but like I'm wearing this thing. I had Eradicate. I used to have a Eradicate t-shirt and it wasn't like some shitty shirt. It was a cool, it had Eradicate on it. Imagine that. And it said Hyperfang on it. And it was
That's so fucking cool.
You're making fun of me.
No,
okay?
That is fucking, I think okay. I might remember it. I don't know. Was it brown?
No, it was green. It was a very dark green. It was close to, like, you could mistake it as a brown easily, I'm sure, but it was a dark green. So I forgive you.
Was your zoo shirt the one with the tree frog on it? Okay. Because I think I took that from you eventually.
Okay.
Or I had one that was similar. Because I feel like it must have been your shirt because you just mentioned it because I thought it was Emily's old shirt. But I think I wore the last life out of that shirt.
Yeah, I mean, it's got worn, and that's great. You know, it's like sometimes I just got to say goodbye to shirts. I have this shirt.
Sometimes you gotta.
I really like it. It's a cool, you know, it's got a cool image on it. It's a cool color, but it's literally like, you can't wear it in public and feel good about yourself. Like, there's no part of it now. It used to be like, well, I could wear it with like a zip up. You know, and like just show like the logo, but then it's like now the collar is starting to come apart. You know, it's just like I can't do it anymore. Like I gotta say goodbye. I think I might cut out the image on it.
You should do that, and like maybe make a because mom has like a bunch of our old shirts saved to make a quilt out of. You know what shirt that I wore until it literally fell to pieces? Is one of my soccer shirts, and I don't even know what the fucking company was. I think it was like a auto parts store, but the front was just text. It wasn't important. It was a red shirt, but the back, it was the one year that they didn't require us to be our last or first name. We could just pick anything. And I think I was like a third grader and I picked Mojo Jojo because I loved Powerpuff Girls.
Yeah.
So it said Mojo Jojo on the back with the number 87. And then it literally
87.
Fell apart. Yeah, I don't know. I kind of chose my numbers willy-nilly whenever I played soccer, but a 7 was very common. Like, I think I was 87 or 47 whenever I picked my own number for shit.
I have to say I'm a little biased, but 87, right? Come on. That's
a
good fucking number. And people always take it. So that makes me mad because I'm
that's your birth.
It's my birth year.
Yeah, I don't know. I never really took 89. That's my birth year, and I never took that. I don't know. Me and Avian used to fight over 44.
44 is a good one.
Usually,
44 is good.
She was more aggressive than I was,
and she was like, "Give it to me, or I'll kill you." And then you were like, "Okay."
I'm still mad about this. But our last fight that I remember. I remember you were part of this too. Our school.
We're getting into the juicy gossip section.
We're getting into the juicy gossip. This is my second grade fight.
I'm sorry, before you start, do you want to give first name, last name, maybe some address information as well?
I only said my friend.
I know, I'm kidding.
Jesus. But we were still part of that school where it was like in a house. Anyway, we had an art project that we were going to do, and our art teacher drew the world, and then we all kind of like fit like colored it and filled it in. So it was kind of like a collective like world that we colored. Do you remember this shirt? It's a cool shirt. I think
I
I still
remember
have
it.
it
It's like
somewhere.
it was on all the tote bags. It was in a shirt. It's
Yeah.
actually a really fucking cool
It
thing.
is really fucking cool, but I want to tell you why I'm mad.
Okay, great.
I know everyone's like on the edge of their seats. Okay, so yeah, first of all, there's the world. It came out really cool. We all designed it and colored it together. Awesome idea. This was like a fundraising thing where they're like, oh, you guys are gonna like make something and all your parents and friend or friends of your parents are gonna buy it. So it was the world, and then we all drew ourselves.
Yep.
So we all drew like a our version of ourselves, and we colored it and we made it look like us. And then what they did was they cut them all out and they put them around the world. So we were a bunch of people, like all the kids of the school had their own
Holding hands around the
distinct
world.
character holding hands around the world. It was a really fucking cool
Beautiful.
design. And then out of nowhere, Avian says to me, she points out the character, which I drew, and said it
Okay.
was hers.
Oh shit, I remember
Yeah.
this.
Yes,
This
she
is no
said.
joke. I remember this. This was absurdly like, yeah, it was a huge
It was
deal. It
crazy.
was a
Yeah, because I
huge
was like,
deal.
no, that's
It was
my drawing. It's
yeah.
in the style I draw everything. I drew it. And then we didn't have proof because this was the only copy. They cut them up. They put them around the world. We didn't see them again. There was no Kelly on the character. But I was like, no, that's me. And then I pointed at the one that she drew and I said, that's yours. And she refused to believe that that was her character. And I think today she probably still thinks that that's her character. And I was wrong, but I was not wrong.
Yeah, that's bullshit, dude. I want to see
It
that
was.
again
I
because
do, and I'll still be able to tell which one was mine, because
yeah.
me and you drew our characters that like not we didn't draw them the same way, but you had a distinct way. You still did that weird thing where you like drew two eyes and then
I
drew
always
this
drew
weird
the eyes
frog mouth.
first. I remember drawing that on the chalkboard, and the people were like, "What's he doing? What is he doing with these two circles for? You don't go eyes first." And then I drew my guy, and they're like, "Oh!" Like it was like it's the most proud I've ever been of anything, I think. Where I was just like this, like I had this group of people. It's like, I can't believe he's starting with the eyes, man. Like you don't start with the eyes, and then they were just like completely blown away. I'm sure it was nothing like this actually, but I just remember it being a moment for me. I was like,
There's probably like
"Yeah."
one kid that was like, that's different. And you're
Yeah, I
like,
was
that
like,
was the
what?
most
Now, some of they were
abundant
talking
thing.
shit, and I fucking just gave it to them. But I gave it to them the only way I know how, you know?
It's funny thinking
Art.
back because I can see in my head how you used to draw stuff, but that's so different from your style now that it's funny. Because
The
you
eyes
used to
were,
like, do you used to
yeah.
do the two eyes and then you did that huge frog
I would always
mouth,
draw
and
little frog people, yeah.
that's how your people look, but that's not how your people look today.
They would have big frog mouths or they'd have large noses. And
Yeah.
yeah, now they're I don't the eyes are actually much smaller now. They're usually dots. And then it's usually about the teeth for me. I'm a big teeth fan. I focus a lot on the mouth. Characters, they could or could not have ears. I'm not a big fan of the ears section. I draw them sometimes if I'm trying to get the hair to have a little bit more style to it. But I usually leave them off. And then I'm a big, like, I have big hair. Think like Fry from Futurama kind of hair. It kind of goes up. It's like pompadour style. Most of the characters have that as well. And then they have little legs, and they have arms that usually are directly in front of their body. They're not off to the side. They just kind of hang down in front. So,
That's
okay.
pretty cool. My style was like I copied the hair that Kitty Pryde had in X-Men, and I drew all my characters with that exact hair.
Okay. The up in a ponytail, you said?
Yeah, so she had, I don't know which, it was the
That
newer
was
X-Men, it wasn't
the
the old
X-Men
X-Men.
that's the one I liked.
Yeah, these were comic books you had, because I would take them and then I'd try to draw Kitty Pryde.
Yeah. That was my favorite one.
I really liked her for some reason. And
I
only
rewatched
her for drawing.
That show. This is probably a generation thing. I said in one of the episodes that I watched that new 97 show and I just didn't chill with it at all. I think that's specifically because I never really got into that first X-Men show. I was the other one, which I just can't remember what it's called now, which I keep wanting to say Next Generation.
Right? Is it Revelations?
No. Evolution.
Evolution.
I thought that one had a better art style. I thought I liked the characters better. I always thought the other one, it's whatever. It's just a generation thing. I'm not trying to
say
it's good or bad.
Well, I didn't watch, I remember watching some of the 90s X-Men when I was a kid, mm-hmm. but I've been rewatching those ones and I do like those. But I don't think I really watched the show. I did read I read your comics and I tried to draw all the people. But I've been seeing on Twitter lately of the version that you watched, and I guess there's a lot of scenes where they copy movements from popular shows and or movies. So there's one scene that's the exact dance scene from a Buffy the Vampire Slayer
that's cool
episode, and that's Rogue and Kitty Pryde dancing, and they have it side by side, and they're it's the exact same movements. And then there's another one from that movie. What's the movie? The witch movie with the woman from Empire Records and
the witch
movie
with
called?
The woman from Empire Records. Are you talking about why can't I think of her name? Tyler.
Robin Tunney.
Oh no. Wow. Okay.
She played Deborah in Empire Records.
Deborah.
Anyway, there's
that's everyone.
Oh, I've been on a Ray Romano thing lately.
I know you have. You
texted
me.
You.
And I was just like, I don't know.
Disinterested.
Surprise anyone that knows Kelly out there. When sometimes she'll text me and I'm just looking at it and I'm like, I don't even know. Sometimes I'm in the mood to be like back and forth. And sometimes I look at him and I'm just like, I don't really even know how to approach this, because I know you always say you're the worst person I know, you usually throw things at me when you see me, and like you've tried to run me over three times I think now. I understand that, but it's just sometimes I just don't know, I don't know what to say to these things. But you say you want to be in a car with Ray Romano, and I'm just
that's not what I said. That sounds weird.
You said you wanted to road trip with Ray Romano. Okay, I'm not gonna look at it. I'm just gonna make up what
no.
I remember. No,
I'm
no, no,
tell
no,
you
no,
what
no,
I said,
let me
no,
tell
no,
you
no.
what I think you said, okay?
Okay. Because you're making it sound like it's a weird dating thing, and it's
no,
not.
No,
it's, just
it's
like...
not. It's a okay. It's a road trip. You think you and Ray Romano would be good on a road trip together, or some fucking insane thing like that, and to where I'm just I don't know, am I supposed to give people I think I'd be good or, but then also it's beyond that, I'm just like, why would you think that Ray Romano?
Okay, first of all when I send a text, you don't necessarily need to say anything back to me. Sometimes I'm just telling you my ideas, and then you don't have to text back right away. Sometimes you can just let them sit, and then later you can bring them up
where
to me
it
in
went.
Person.
I've thought about it for three, 4 days now. This is where it went. It wasn't going to get better than whatever my response was, which is just I don't fucking know what to do with this.
And I said, that's fine.
Yeah.
I mean,
if you want to explain, I guess I could ask, why would you ever think that? But I'm just like...
I was sitting, we didn't have much to do this week, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes I'm sitting and I'm playing solitaire and I think my thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, mm-hmm. I was thinking, because there was an article that was about Ray Romano. And I was like, I think that me and Ray Romano would have a good, good chemistry in a road trip movie. Where I think that it would be like this, where I would say something and he would have no idea how to respond to it, and he'd probably be pretty annoyed with me, but he'd also it would be a curmudgeon-y style that we would vibe back and forth. I think that he would begrudgingly like me.
Understood.
Like a daughter or like a like um
I think I mentioned
yeah. Ice Age, because it would be kind of like Ice Age, where he was like, he had to get me across the country, and then he had to deal with me on the way.
I guess that since I read it, and you know what you're saying, honestly, I think that's a worthy topic of discussion. What if you had to be in a buddy comedy, essentially, or like, you know, that kind of like a Trainspains and Automobiles situation, right? Is what kind of what you're saying. If you were in a Trainspains and Automobile with a celebrity, which one do you think you could play off of the best? And that is a good question.
I think that is okay. So I just didn't ask the question correctly. I just jumped into
you
my
just
answer.
Said like I think me and Ray Romano on a road trip would be fun, and then
I guess probably I had already had the thoughts and come to the conclusion in my own mind palace as I was playing solitaire, and then I was like, who should I tell about this? Who should I tell this to? And then I chose you and Twitter, because those are the only two things that I can just put anything out there and
you'll
not
get
have
some
that much
response.
Backlash.
You'll get some response.
Because I can't really tell. There's not very many people you can just text any random thought to. You're a safe person, because you will either just tell me straight up that you do, like, this is the weirdest fucking thing you've ever heard, and no thank you. Some people will try too hard to respond to me, and I'm pretty okay with just being like, not today. Or you can be like Emily and not respond to me for like 7 days, and then as soon as she says something to me, she goes, by the way, what you said, sure.
Yeah, to your last point that I was like actively not looking at my phone for like 7 days because I didn't want to have to answer any follow-up. Yeah, I hear you. You know, I'm glad that I can be that person for you, I guess. I don't know. No, I
got there, and then I was like, someone needs to know. And then I texted you. You weren't interested, so I put it on Twitter.
Yeah, sometimes
I don't care about responses on Twitter. Like, I care if my friends respond to something.
Yeah, yeah.
But I never want to go viral, so that's never an option. I never want to talk to strangers. So if I get anybody commenting that I don't care about, I'm either just going to like it or not respond, because I don't give a shit and I don't want to encourage it. So I don't know. I like to put it on Twitter, and it just kind of goes into the void.
Mm.
And then I can be like, that's out there. If Ray Romano wants to get back to me, that's great.
Yeah, I get it. That's a good question. I'm sorry.
So who would your celebrity be?
I don't know. Someone that's you, I guess.
So you'd be the Ray Romano, and you're just trying to find someone.
Well,
annoying,
that's what you're saying, right? Just someone who's like semi annoyed by everything already, but is also someone that will put up with you. Like,
I think Ray Romano at his core would like me a lot, but I don't think you. No, I'm not saying that. I'm talking about Ray Romano right now.
Sure.
I think at his core, he would be like, I'm delighted to be here, but I don't want them to know it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I know what you mean.
I love curmudgeons, and curmudgeons love me. If there's a person that hates everybody, chances are they enjoy my company.
A bunch of people that just like to tell me things like me. So I don't know what that says about me, but I guess I'm just that kind of person that people just, I just will say things to, and it, because I respond in a way apparently they find acceptable, even though I find it to be in a way that
I guess what I like is I like when people are just straightforward about something.
Mm-hmm.
So like, if you don't want to talk about something, then just fucking say it. I don't want a bullshit reply.
Sure.
So I don't like to throw something out there and someone be like, that's interesting, and then not even think it's interesting, actually pull in what I said at all. So I can always tell when people fucking do that. And so I'm just kind of like, okay. And then that's when I get a bad taste in my mouth. I can handle people being like, that's the worst fucking thing I've ever heard. And then I go, okay.
Yeah. It's like, okay, sure.
At least they read it, and they're just kind of like, that's not, like, I can't handle that. And I'm just like, that's fine.
Yeah, my brain just was like,
and then
no.
I'll be like, I'll try again later. And then it feels better if you bring up something later and they want to talk about it. And you're like, thank you.
Yeah, I guess
I
that's
knew
true
that I
because then
would
you
be.
know that it's actually something you want to talk about, you know? Like
Yeah.
I remember the compliments from people that not that usually put me down, but at least I feel like are being honest with me in the first place. Like if somebody says like, "Oh, wow, you're doing so, this is great. This looks really good." But you know, if you're a certain man named Joe, I'm not going to use last names anymore, but there's this guy, his name is Joe, and he was my personal bully. And but every once in a while he'd give me like a compliment and it would stay. I mean, remember what he said because
Yeah.
he wasn't mean. He wasn't cruel. He wasn't mean. He was just very honest and sort of kind of put me in my place a lot. So I
We've
just
talked
felt
about
like,
him before, but I always remember him as like an old Italian man, even though he was probably only like 2 years older than me.
yeah, I mean, that's kind of what he's growing into as well. I saw him recently and it was delightful to see him. I wish him the
Did
best.
you guys had like a chat or you just
We
saw
saw
him?
him. We were at a Whose Line, the saddest Whose Line Live thing I've
I
ever
think we
seen.
talked about this
Yeah, we
the last
did.
time we got too deep into his
I know
backstory.
we gotta course correct soon. We have to course correct very soon, or this is
Yeah, we
just gonna
do.
be nonsense to everybody, and they're gonna be. I mean, who
I don't
cares?
think so far it's been any nonsense.
Oh,
People want to hear about this man.
yes. Joe, you think they want to hear
I
about
always
Joe?
forget. I always forget about him until you bring. Well, I guess people
So
like to hear about other people's bullies.
we went to Whose Line Live, and it was the worst. It wasn't they, because of them. It was just like they seemed like they resented being there, and
Yeah,
everybody
this
could
part
feel
we've
it.
already talked
I
about.
know.
Can
I'm
we
just
jump?
reiterating that that's what happened. It was Whose Line,
Okay.
and it was at this really cool theater in Lafayette that I've always liked, downtown. But it is a pretty big event, and you know, a lot of people like that show, so it seems like it drew like everybody out that we were familiar with. So we saw a lot of people there. I saw an old friend that I hadn't talked to for a very long time, and I'm sitting there and I'm chatting with him, and I'm leaving names out. You can ask questions later. I just don't like to keep like saying names of people. Not that
But
it
you
matters.
know that I want to know the
I know.
names. You know that I want to know.
All right. It was a man named Andy, and
Yes,
I
yes.
talked to him, and I was like, "It's nice to catch up. Oh, I've never met your wife. It's very nice to meet you." And then he kind of was just like, "Oh, I'm here with Joe." And I look at this guy, and I'm like, "Joe." And then I'm like, oh my God. Like, I had this reaction. I'm just like, holy shit.
Was he
Like,
standing there the whole time?
he was there the whole time. I did not
And
know.
so he didn't say anything to you
But he
originally. You were
was
just
waiting.
talking.
He was
Oh.
waiting because he knew. He knew I would know eventually. He was waiting.
Okay.
This is what Joe does. All right. And he was
He
just waiting for
waits.
me because he know he's got timing. The man has timing. So I look over and I'm just like, that's Joe. And I just like freak out. And it was very
As
funny.
everybody does.
When you meet
He's
your
probably used
bully,
to this.
when you meet your personal bully from high
He's like,
school.
here we go. Every time I come home, there's always one of y'all. I stand there and I wait, and eventually someone's gonna be like, you know who that is? You know
The
who that
man
guy
has
over there is?
timing. What can I say? The man has restraint that I will never possess in my life. So I just yeah, it was a pleasant surprise. So there you go. Oh, what was I saying?
Okay.
Anyway, he said my drawings, he would watch a show I made, and that was like the most flattering thing any human has ever
He
said to me in my
watched a
life.
show you
He
made?
said he would watch he based on the drawings I used to do, he said he would watch a show I made.
Oh, he said that in Lafayette during the
No,
show,
he said
the
that in high school.
Oh.
I'm just telling you how important it was to me.
This story is all over the place. So you told me that you saw him recently, so you could tell me that when he was a bully, he said what a compliment in high school.
Don't remember why I told you. I think I forgot why I was telling you because you asked so many questions.
Sorry.
I
I
don't
like to
remember.
be involved in people's stories and I like to know what's going on, and then I
Anyway,
can
it was a
it throws
bad
people
show.
off.
It was a bad Whose Line show, and everybody was very resentful. And I'm not a big fan of Greg Proops on the Best of Days, but He was pissing me off that day.
Did
So there you
I,
go.
did Joe say it was the best show that he's ever seen?
I don't think anyone thought that, but especially not someone like Joe with the insight that he possesses. Now I'm being like, yeah.
I get it.
So we're
I
gonna.
I think we already talked about this before, but I do. I'll just quickly say, I wish, just like I wish we could still find Tom's clip with Colin doing all his stuff. Mm-hmm. I wish we could find you and the Joes videos of you guys being mobsters, because that was really fucking funny, dude.
We had a really good movie that we created, and we created a soundtrack first. We ripped it up. Joe had this old CD maker that would actually like press a label onto it. So we designed a label. We picked, there were six songs on this thing, and we made it. And then we were going to write a movie based on the soundtrack. And it is a great movie. And it's lost the time. It's completely lost the time. I wouldn't know
I
where
don't
to
even know,
begin.
because I don't think it was on a VHS tape. I think it never made it off the little tape that goes in the camcorder, right?
That's very possible. Yeah, because that, yeah, that's like microfilm things, right? Like the smaller.
So it could be somewhere at the same,
It
like,
could
because
be
there's
somewhere.
one tape that I have that is a school project I did with some of my friends in middle school about the pancreas that we were really proud of. So that exists, I think, on one of those microtapes too that never made it off the microtape.
Yeah, there's so many jokes that I wrote. There's one that we had for Heath. No, Heath wrote this joke. I was gonna take credit for a Heath joke. Heath is a famous.
No.
He
Heath is a
said
famous.
Heath is a famous. He's a famous. We're talking about in the universe of our show. If you don't
In
like
the
it,
universe of our show, we probably bring up Heath the most because he is a mutual friend.
Yeah.
Whereas most of our friends are pretty separate, but Heath has been good friends with both of us for a number of years.
But he said it was all about diabetes, and he was about to eat a Pop-Tart, and he's like, I shouldn't eat this or I'm gonna die. And he goes, oh well, death is cool. And then he just hilarious. And then they're all in wheelchairs. There's so many good. I'm not talking about home movies, but you know what? We're talking about home movies. So there's this home movie we made with my friend Michael. It was me, Michael, my friend Josh, and my friend Heath. And it's really unfortunate that it's lost the time, because this thing was a masterpiece. Like, Josh and Heath had some of the performances of a lifetime, both of them, and like they just nailed their parts. And I was so proud of them. But there's so many good jokes in there. And at the end, everybody had died. Somebody had been incinerated. A bunch of characters had been incinerated. And then it's just Heath. We're like, just do like a epilogue sort of situation. And just sort of say what happens. And he just goes on this whole thing. He's just that had these horrible ways they died. And they all got incinerated. And he's like, I'm the only mobile one left in the family. Because he was an old man, of course. And then, it's just, it's a shame that those performances are lost, because they're.
I only vaguely, I think I've saw, like, I all I remember from you guys all making videos is there was like a clip of you all going downstairs to that Real Big Fish song. Is that all part of that video?
Real Big Fish
It was
song going
that,
down the stairs. I don't remember
yeah,
that.
it was like you, it was like a game show entrance. It was like that bum, bum, that instrumental Real Big Fish song.
That was with
You
a
guys
man
were all
named
going
Bo
downstairs.
and a man named Chris. That was a completely different project. Yeah.
Okay, we can get off remembering people's
Now
names.
it's too much. We crossed the
It's
threshold
been, it,
because.
We crossed the threshold, and now it's too much. We should have stopped at Joe and Heath.
We added Joe, Heath, Bo, and Chris. All one syllable guys. Me too. I'm a one syllable guy. There's a lot of one syllable guys in the city of Lafayette, Indiana. So go there and check out. Just embrace all the
And
one
sometimes it does
names.
blow my mind just how many fucking people we just knew in high school.
Yeah.
Because, like, once you're out of high school, it's so bizarre to see that many people in a day. But it wasn't that weird to just be like, this is my friend. Like, blank, 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 blank. Like,
Yeah.
all these people are just in my house at any given time.
Our
And
house was the spot. People would just come in and out of there.
Like I'd just be like, oh, and then like you bring up someone like so much later, like Bo. I completely forgot about Bo. I was good friends with his little sister too.
I probably
And
forgot about
like,
Bo until right. No, I didn't. I think
right
about
when
Bo. I
you
think
think
about
about
Bo
Bo.
maybe every 3 months. So he's yeah. Sorry to bring it all to a halt with my Bo comments.
I think about Bo every day of my goddamn life.
Yeah, you know, he comes up every once in a while. I'm like, Bo, I wonder what he's doing. I wonder what
He
Bo,
was a
I bet
good
Bo is
guy.
really cool. I bet Bo's doing something cool. I hope you're doing something cool, Bo. I'm only going to say positive things. I hope Bo and the Joes, you know, I hope Bo and the Joes are having a great time, you know, Chris and Heath and the rest. Josh, I hope you're
Yes.
doing okay.
Heath is still one of my favorite people. Like, I think he's one of the few people that you could not talk to for probably 7 years and still bounce right back to where you were,
And he
like
bring in a
as
fruit
good
basket,
friends.
yeah.
And he would probably buy everything that
Hey,
day.
let me get in on this purchase here. Let me get in on this purchase. That's his catchphrase.
Next time I hang out with Heath, it's gonna be when I'm buying an automobile. And I'd just be like, can we stop
Oh
somewhere
my
real quick?
God,
And he's like,
yes.
yeah, might as well just buy you this automobile.
Yeah, if you want like someone that's very knowledgeable about the ins and outs of automobilage, check out
That is true. I
Heath
forgot he was a
Ledger.
car guy when I said that. I just wanted a free car. But yeah, he is a car guy.
He's a
Too.
car guy.
He's a
He's a
car
big
guy.
car guy. He loves cars.
You don't
Sorry.
meet very many car guys anymore. Like there's you'll like because it used to be like a huge thing where like guys would be like, oh yeah, like I don't even know any of the verbiage that
Yeah, I
it can
mean,
use to
whatever you could have
pretend
said
to
would have
be a
been
car
fine because
guy,
I'm not a car guy
but
at all.
it doesn't happen anymore, but Heath is still very much a car guy. Like he's like always, doesn't he always go to the, or I don't know. He used to always go to the Indy 500
Yeah, I
and it was
think
like
they
a
still go to
big
Indy
thing.
500 every year, and then they also go up to a place in Wisconsin. I can't remember what it's called, but they like camp out, but for
Like,
the
yeah, and he would
weekend.
go to like all the shows of the old cars and shit. He would love that museum that we went to in Nashville. I'll tell him that. I'll be like, you're gonna love this museum that I went to a month ago in
And
Nashville.
it's like I had a bunch of shit in it. Yeah,
I thought about you immediately and I
the man
texted
is a full-blown full-on car man, and we support him.
We
Salute.
support him.
So
Family love, Heath.
let's go ahead and get into our days, and then if we decide to, we can cut that right there and then have that. This will all be like, you know, lore. You know, people love lore now, so just put it in the lore
People love
stack.
lore. I think people will probably go into this hoping that they'll get more information on the
Heath,
Joes.
yeah,
More
the
information. They're
Joes.
like, is this going to be a Heath episode? I love too that whenever we talk about the Joes, there's one that just gets nothing from it. Because I feel like he was like
Yeah.
a lesser. There were because it's always
There's
the
two
Joes
Joes.
because there
There's
was
two
two
Joes.
Joes and they were always together. And they were always
They were
like,
friends, and they
they
played
were
the same
friends.
instrument, and they lived like very close to each other.
Yeah, they lived close to each other and then they were always together. They were best friends. And whenever we saw them, they were together. So I just like thought of them as just like two mobile men.
Two Joes
But
on the
like
pod, yeah.
one of them I didn't really know at all, which I don't know how that happened because they were always together. So like
Right.
I only knew the one that was your bully because we always like conspired and we were like, we're gonna really
Right,
find
right.
out what pushes Paul's buttons today. And he was like, what if I just punch him in the gut? And I say, that's a good one. That is a
Works.
good one.
That works. It does work, and he has done that to me, so.
Has he actually hit you?
He gave me okay. This is no, we can't get into this. This is
Okay.
a contentious part of our relationship that both of us would rather forget, I'm sure. But there were things that happened that I'm not at fault, you know. I just want to say that I forgive you. If you're listening, I forgive you.
That's I don't know. I didn't know all that. I think we only I only knew that one better because he was in marching band and then the other one played baseball. Like that was where they split.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's funny that the other one was just I think the other one's just known for being really nice, wasn't he? He just mowed people's lawns.
Yeah, he's sort of the adult. You as well. The other Joe.
You're like, oh God, no, that would also beat the shit out of me.
Joe, the second
but he
Joe.
Had a baseball bat.
Yes, he did.
I always think of that guy. Yeah, he had a very fatherly vibe.
Yeah,
But
he was an adult. He was an adult man.
He was just really nice, and he just seemed to like his parents and shit a lot. And
Yeah.
And then, yeah. He shit a lot, and he loved his parents.
You love shitting. I'm so, I cannot believe how often we talk about the Joes and...
They were a big part of our lives for one full year, probably.
Not one full year, at least like five.
Well,
you
yeah,
always kind of
yours, I
combine
guess
it.
mine.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Yeah, but they were probably a bigger part of your life for a while than I
Try
only had one.
five.
I only had one good year with the Joes before they disappeared from my life forever.
They'll do that. They will do
I miss them every day.
I mean, come on. Like, we talk about it more than any human should talk about anybody.
It's funny to think about. I one of them currently lives in the city that I live in. And so it's like, would I even recognize him if I went out?
Sure, sure.
Probably like your Joe, I probably wouldn't.
Maybe not. Maybe you would. Who
And
knows?
he has no idea how much he comes up on a podcast with
That's
me and
fucking
you.
Fucked because, you know, there's so many humans like us that sit down and have a podcast that they put out. Maybe not. I don't know. I don't know what the number is, but at one point it was a joke.
A flurry of Germans.
It was a joke, and then it was like picked up, and insurance ads would have jokes about it, so you knew it was dying at least. But that it was everybody had podcasts, right? And so you got to think that enough people out there had podcasts at one point that you just have no idea how many times you're coming up on some random
or just in general
person.
In conversations, because there's probably people that I have completely forgotten about that still have a story about me, at least.
Right.
Where I was either like said something weird or like did something to them in any capacity. Like, who knows? Avian at this time might be telling that story about the world. And she's like, this bitch thought my person was her person. And I was like, she's still wrong. Cause like, I got mom. And I was like, mom, is this a drawing I made? And she goes, yes. And I think that she knew she was wrong eventually and just wouldn't back down.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm still a little upset about it. It's like when we've talked about this on the podcast before, but it was like when Robin's little sister, I went over to their house for a play date and I brought my Shel Silverstein book with me. And then that little girl told her mom that book was hers. And then the mom
bullshit.
Just believed her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm still a little upset about this too. And I just remember like she like even like had a talk with me where she's like, just because you're at our house doesn't mean you get to take home a souvenir. And I was like, it's not a fucking souvenir. Your fucking kid just told her, like, I just decided a book that I brought was yours.
I'm like, wouldn't the mom
know that?
And I was
so mad. I know, that's what I thought too, but I think they probably had the book, you know?
Yeah.
And they probably just like assume that like Barbara would not lie. So like she just like went up to her and was like, Kelly's trying to take this book home. And the mom was probably like, you can't take a book home. And
that's
didn't like assess the
bullshit.
Whole situation.
Yeah.
But I brought the book with me. I was just, I'm still I that little bitch. She was like 2 years younger than me too. So she like had like the,
so you could have kicked
cuter
her
than
ass.
Me at that point.
Yeah.
I could have kicked her ass, but she was cuter than me at that point. So like, if two of us are coming at you and there's like a larger child that's like in like third grade and like a smaller child that's in like first or second,
right,
you're gonna go with the first or second one that's like, take your book and you child quit eating all the cookies.
Exactly.
Leave us alone for God's sake.
Get out of our house.
But yeah, we should probably move on to our topic, but I thought that was all good lore. That was not too much lore.
You thought that was good? Well, I got news for you, pal.
I think it's fantastic that we got updates from a few of the regs, and we also got a new character, Bo.
We
Everyone's probably at home being like, who the fuck is Bo? How do I get more information about
Bo? You can't drop
is
Bo.
Bo gonna come back again?
Yeah.
Who
there's a
knows?
few more memories of, there's like three things I immediately thought of about Bo that are all podcast share like appropriate. So just know out there, if you
okay,
heard
we'll just
Bo,
wait. Yeah.
If you heard Bo and you're like, Bo, just
the
wait.
One thing, yeah, you're gonna know more. The only thing that always I wouldn't say floored me about this family, but I guess if you met Bo and this is like you had just met him in high school, wouldn't you be like, your hair is a fake color? Is that the first thing that you'd say? Paul.
I think we should move on to...
No, we can't move on because it's going to make me sound insane if we just move on at that point, which I don't think that I am.
I'm not getting into this. I have to put my foot down somewhere, and I'm putting it down right here. I'm putting it down.
Okay,
It
then
down.
I'll finish my point without going into my weird tangent. Is that
I don't
that,
like you
that
can't, but
I
please.
think that I can. I thought it was cool that their family had like a very rare natural red hair color that was natural throughout like their whole family. It wasn't like, it wasn't bright red. It was like this weird, it looked like it should be a dyed red, but everyone in the family had it. It was natural.
Yeah, it was
So
very,
I thought that was really cool.
It's, yeah, you would kill to accidentally dye your hair this color.
You would kill, yeah.
Yeah.
I would
Okay,
kill.
fine.
I killed several of the
you
people
killed
in their
several
family.
People and took their hair.
In their family, because I thought that you had to kill the redheads to get the red
to
hair,
get the
and it turns
redhead
out.
gene. Turns out that's false.
I'm sorry that I framed it
I
in
don't
a
know. I
way
just
that
were
would
getting
go in
like
a
more
weird...
and more details about these humans, and I understand, you know, I understand your impulse.
All right, we're gonna pause because I'm gonna probably clip the end of that.
I don't think it was bad, but yeah, go ahead and clip it. Okay, I'll
now
pause.
You always make it feel bad because
That's
I
part
never
of
think
my.
it is
That's
bad.
part of my. That's part of my. I'm trying to think. My bit.
Is that a bit? Because it always makes me feel bad. Because
Yeah.
like, I always bring up something, and then
I'm
I'm
sick of
like,
people. You
that
know what?
seems normal, and
I'm
then you're
sick of
always like,
people feeling bad about the
me.
things that I say. I'm sick of it. Okay? They're all in jest. They're all in good fun.
Is it
Okay?
all in jest? That's all in fucking jest.
I just can't do it anymore. Okay? I can't pretend that I'm some guy that doesn't just, you know, crack wise all the time. All right? I can't do it.
You're fucking weirdo if you want to talk about Bo's hair color. I'm gonna like alert the police. The fucking police.
Ever heard of them?
All right, ever heard of the police?
We gotta get into this.
No,
Anyway.
I went. Can I say one more thing?
I can't.
About your family, I won't say.
Oh my
I won't.
God. Are you fucking kidding me? It's crossed the line. It's crossed the line. All right.
I was good friends with his little sister,
Are
and
you not stopping? All right.
I went over to their house once. And I remember it was only once because it was the worst experience. Because I went over there and she kept bending all the spoons because her stepdad kept saying, like, whenever you use spoons, remember to not like dig into ice cream because it'll bend the spoons. So she just started bending all the spoons in half in front of him. And I was like, I need to leave. This is the worst thing I've ever been a part of. Anyway.
There's an impulse. I don't think it's possible to stop you when you're when you get on a, when you get on a bow tangent. Get on a the family lore of bow tangent. You just gotta give out everything.
I always, in the back of my mind, I always think about someone stumbling onto this by chance and just being like, I
Okay.
wonder what this is. And then, because can you imagine
I
if
also
you're
do
just like
this. I do
listening
my
to a random
shtick, right?
podcast and then you were just like, then someone just says out of nowhere, Kelly.
Right.
And
And
then
then
you're
it's
like,
described. That's my worst nightmare. I'm not even kidding. Like, I fear that someday I'm like, oh God, some podcast is going to be like, I have a whole bit that I'm going to do. Don't steal my idea. I'm doing a TM right now. My idea is that this guy, this cartoon where this guy's like listening to a podcast and he's like, oh, I can't wait to listen. And they just like, are just like this fucking guy. And like, they describe him exactly. And they're just like talking about how it's like the most embarrassing. He's like, he came up to me and he thought he was like telling me this hilarious joke. And it was the worst joke I ever heard. And I had to pretend to laugh about it. And it was like, and the guys just listen. They're like, oh my God. Like, I can't believe it. Like,
it would be terrible.
I would hate that. But we do that. I think, you know what, why that fear lives in me? Because we do that shit. We, the two of us, do that shit so often that I'm like, I'm terrified that that's like, oh, that somebody else has to do that. And so at some point their show's going to be big enough, or like, I'm going to like, they're like, I saw this guy in Chicago and he was like, he looked like the biggest loser I'd ever seen. He's walking around like, doo, 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 like, and just like describes me to a T. And I'm like, I was just trying to walk outside, you know? I was just trying to be outside for a moment. I'm sorry.
It would be terrible.
It would feel bad. And we're not saying bad things.
Goddamn terrible.
We're not saying bad things, but it would just like, if someone was like, oh my God, this guy.
It would be a trip. It would be a trip, though, if you heard your first name and then you just hear a story that you vaguely remember.
Yeah.
And you're like, holy shit, that's like a thing for them.
Mm hmm.
That's a whole fucking thing.
It exists in their brain because there's things that are just like, there's things that just exist inside you, right? And you know, like, there's just specific things that happen to you in your life that just forever live there. And they're the just like, you feel like you can see them as clear as day, right?
And everyone always tells you that people don't think about you as much as you think about them. But I don't even think that's fucking true.
Because the problem is, yeah, because we do it. We recall all these stories. We're talking about all these things. We're bringing back all these memories. And they're just things about these people who are just like, suddenly I'm like, oh, this person I haven't thought about for a while. Here's all this stuff about them. And it's all there. It's just like in a little suitcase.
It's in our minds. Just ready to be completely unpacked.
Yeah.
Because we both have done insane shit in the past too, so they all have those memories.
Yeah, they're just like
as well. So like they're bringing it up with their it's probably not necessarily a podcast, but it probably comes up.
It certainly comes up.
Because I always wonder that too, because like every time you like have, because whenever I go like home for like anything, you always meet up with the holidays. You meet up with your friends and you like kind of like get into like high school mode and you're just kind of like, remember this. So we know that everybody's doing that at their own little personal get togethers of remember thises. And you have to be part of some of their remember thises. Otherwise, it's just fucking sad if you're not part of anybody's, you know?
That would be really sad.
But if there's like, anybody, like, is there like nobody that's remembering this of me in high school?
It's like worst case scenario of that is like you ran into a Seinfeld writer and had too memorable of an experience, and now it lives on forever in a Seinfeld episode. But that's part of being alive, is being a big weirdo, right? A big weirdo that interacts with a bunch of other big weirdos that think they're more or less normal depending on the circumstance. And we all kind of have to pretend that we have any idea what's going on, and sometimes it just is a disaster.
We're the sane ones, and then these dudes come in here, and
that's what
like,
everybody thinks, but it's like on the other
fucking
side
up
of
our
it.
Fucking cool. Jenny cool. Right now is like, so she comes into my house, I start bending my spoons, and she's all of a sudden, I want to go home.
But now we've given the two names, so now if you all right, I'll stop. I also like to be.
I don't think they would have.
I also like to be super like, defensive, or I'm like, oh, whoa, we shouldn't do that. So if somebody listens to it, they can be like, well, he said, you know, he's on our side. Don't listen to this if you've been mentioned. Stop. Pause it like 20 seconds ago. Let me get this part of it out. Don't have listened for the last 20 seconds, please, because I just need to say that.
See, that's why I love not promoting this podcast. I love just having it live and then only be listened to by like randoms in like
Ireland,
Ohio and then Germany.
Right. Yeah, because that's true. They could just kind of listen to it, take it in, but
it's just kind of like, this is interesting. I wonder who Heath is. I wonder what he's doing now.
I will all be in town one day. Where's Heath, man? Where's Heath?
What if we come back to Lafayette and there's just a mob that's ready to beat the shit out of us for all the things we've said on
here? Jobo. Oh, shit. Oh, no.
Heath. Josh. No,
they're
Michael.
All here. Let us go through all the most embarrassing stories of your life and see how you like it.
And they said, they remember you pretty well. Oh, that little fucking dweeb, I like to punch him in the gut several times and then play my trumpet.
He's got his trumpet.
I like to do the same thing, except afterwards, I'd like to play baseball, smack, jack. I forgot anything about Bo or I'd add on, but we can be done with this and then move on to our movie, which ties in because we talked about baseball and we're doing Sandlot 2.
Oh, fuck. Wow. Great. Yeah, you know what?
So as always, our star Joe is going to be the star of Sandlot 2. I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I don't know enough about that guy.
We're going to write Sandlot 2. Thanks for spending an hour with us first.
Which okay. At first you poo-pooed upon because you're like, they already said what happened to the boys at the end of the movie. That's you. Why should we fucking follow that? And also, it doesn't have to be those same boys. It could be their sons. Like, you don't even know. So you just like poo-pooed.
Okay, but like what happened? Like 2 minutes after I poo-pooed it, I said, yeah, but it'll be fine, right? Don't pretend opposed to it for like months. Like I just was like, I don't know.
It's been, because it at felt the end, like months.
At the end, they're like, well, here's what happened to all of them. So
it probably took me like 2 failed games of solitaire before you accepted it.
No, it was probably just one.
It might have been just one, but it felt like 2 because that's how hard solitaire is sometimes.
Solitaire can be hard for people who aren't very good at it. I agree.
It can be hard. This is going to sound dumb, Paul, but I had to like train my brain to be like, you have to find a strategy. You can't just move cards.
Don't you feel the worst when your brain is like, is like, listen, love what you're doing here, but like, maybe if we just like thought about this just like for a second, we would be like god awful at it. Like, just consider that.
It is sad because I literally had to like sit down and like
have think a talk that through. With yourself.
I'm just like Kelly, what are you doing here? Like, you're playing solitaire, and every time you see a card that kind of fits, you just move it. But is that the best way to go about it?
Is that the best way
to go about it? And then, but now I'm just kind of like, Kelly, you need a 9. So what's the best way to get to a 9?
Right.
And I'm like, wow, this is what people that play this game are actually doing, isn't
it?
Like, they're not just moving the cards around and then being like, failed again. Failed.
Oh no. You gotta retry. I did that, like I had that same thought process, but I just like I just retried the same level over and over again until I was like, okay, what am I doing?
Well,
where am I
think
going wrong?
What brought me to my original conclusion was that the version that I play, when you fail, it'll say, do you want to go back a few moves and retry? And I'll be like, you know what? Sure.
I
make a few different changes. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, those changes, like the butterfly effect, affected my whole destiny here.
Right.
And so I was like, wow. So if I think harder before I do shit, it'll end up well.
I don't know.
This is all it seems like it should just be a no-brainer, but sometimes some of us gotta think through this and be like, you know what, maybe I should think through my decisions and not just be like, bam, done.
Yeah, the one I play has it has an undo and it has an undo all. And
oh, okay.
I will oftentimes with the four suit hearts. Am I saying that right?
I don't know.
I said hearts. Spider. The four suit spider.
Okay, yeah.
I
Four
will.
suit spider.
Right? Isn't that
Four
the
suit
most di-
spider.
difficult?
I guess so, but I am on two suit spider.
I think
Wow.
I remember I beat it the first time, and I want to not lie about this. I want to make sure that that's how it works, because I haven't played Spider for a long time. Start new game. I'm going to do Grandmaster, which is one. Was it still just two suit?
Two suits,
Yeah.
as far as mine
Okay.
goes. I don't think I've
I'm
ever
being
seen
silly.
four suits.
Okay, I'm just remembering incorrectly. Yes, it's just two suit. But I did like
Thank
the
you.
hardest.
Jesus.
Yeah, sorry. That would have been insane. But I did the hardest two suit spider. I beat it in Vincent's when I was going to school there. And that was like I think I maybe beat it on the hardest difficulty maybe like three times. I'm just saying it's hard. Okay? I'm doing it right now.
Okay, keep telling me and then I have something to say too.
I'm done. I was insulted.
You're done?
And now I'm done. I'm just saying it was very difficult. I'm saying it was one time I worked really hard at because I built it up. And I can't believe it. Yeah, I put it out of my memory. I started with the one and then I went to, I think there's four difficulties, right? And I just kept moving up, and it was that last difficulty that I finally got. And I remember I got it one time and I was just like, I'm not fucking playing this game anymore. Like I wasted so much fucking time on it. And then I kind of,
you know what game I wish I could play again in all its glory, like for real on my computer, not like trying to find like a
okay.
bootleg version now, is Rodent's Revenge. That game I want to play again as a person on a Windows 95 machine.
Rodent's Revenge.
Rodent's
Oh,
Revenge.
yeah, yeah, yeah,
You
yeah,
are
yeah, yeah.
A mouse. You're trying to avoid the cats and get the cheese. And you have to move blocks, I think. You either delete or move blocks and try to move through. But if the cat gets you, you die. But you're trying to get the cheese. And it gets harder and harder as it goes. And you can kind of like find like bootleg versions of it, but it's not the same. But there's not just like a version of that game that lets you play from like you were then. I think that was probably the best game that came with like just a
So
Windows machine to
there
me.
was that game, there was the ski game, what's that one called?
Ski Free.
Ski Free. Those were two of them. And
Ski
there
Free,
was,
I don't have much fondness for, like, because I get, like, I have nostalgia for it because like, I remember it, but I was never good at the actual game. I just liked, like, starting it and then getting eaten by a Yeti, but I was never good at the
I
actual,
loved
like,
Ski
game.
Free. There was a centipede clone. It wasn't a clone. I think it was just straight up centipede. That was pretty fun. And there was a fourth game. I don't remember what it was. So maybe it was the least memorable.
My favorite was Rodent's Revenge.
Rodent's Revenge was fun. It was a little puzzle game, and you would start, and the cats would be like, they would move really fast. And there was like, it was the first level, it'd be you and like one cat. And it was like, okay, you got to trap this cat. And I think, correct
you
me if I'm wrong,
the
but yeah,
cats.
You trapped the cat and they turned into cheese. You had to trap them to a point where they could not make any moves. It was like a checkmate
Yeah, you
situation.
had, yeah, you kind of, it was kind of like, it was shaped like Minecraft, or what is it called? Minesweeper, where you like moved the blocks in a way that the cat was, yeah, you had to like run around and try to trap the cat in areas. So like the cat would like go into a void and then you have to like run after it and put a block there to trap it. And
And
as
there
soon
was
as it was trapped, you got the cheese.
Right. And there was a situation where it's like the cats, they moved very fast. I don't remember, like, your character moved pretty fast, but I think it was possible, like, if you accidentally let the cat into your area, you could outrun it. But that's when you were freaking out. It's like, you have to make the right maneuvers. You have to make sure that, I don't know exactly how the cat moved, But like if it like moved to like what square you were like at before or something like that, like it probably had some pattern it did, but it was like if you let the cat in, you kind of have to, you'd have to get the fuck out of there and seal the cat
It's
away.
cracking me up, sorry, thinking about this. I want to put your audio over actual visuals of this game because I know that it's not intense at all because it was a Windows
It was
95 game.
intense. It got it
No, 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 no,
started
no,
out
no. There's
very easy.
no,
No, no, no,
no.
no, no. It started out
I
very
want
easy.
to put your audio, excuse me, no.
No,
I
you're
want to put your
wrong.
audio over actual gameplay of this game, and it's probably just like a mouse going beep, beep,
No,
beep,
no, no, no,
beep,
no, 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 no.
and
These
then
cats,
a
I can
cat
see
being
how
like,
these cats
bark,
move.
bark, bark, bark.
No, 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 no. You're very wrong. You are dating it more than it deserves. Like, I'm not saying this is some sort of fucking groundbreaking game or it's even very good at all, but it's the cats moved like they were like they were kind of like Pac-Man ghosts. Like they were just like doo, doo, doo. They had business they were doing and they were doing it. And you know, this was not some,
What if,
okay, this was not some situation where it's just like doo, doo, doo. It's not a fucking Atari game. It's like they were moving and
you
it was
know how
legitimately.
movies are being made of like board games right now? What if they made Rodent's Revenge into a movie where it was kind of like, it would be like, I feel like it should start with like me and you talking about it, or just two characters talking about it and just being like, you remember the fucking game? And then they get like thrown into it. We're just gonna like, brink, 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 brink.
I mean, if you want to write the Rodent's Revenge movie, I'm happy to do it. I'm just telling you, like, I know you're kind of picturing it older than it was. And I think it was more
Okay.
like 97, 98 when we were playing these, and not like it was
It
on.
was in high school for sure. It was on our computer that was in the sunroom,
The sun
in high
room.
school.
And I remember that our cousins had it. It just kind of came standard on the old machines. I'm sure
Yeah,
anyone older
it was
than
a
like
big
what,
game.
30 knows what we're
Which
talking about.
it's funny that you don't really hear about it in pop culture. Like, that doesn't come up. Like, everyone talks about all the free games that came on their system, but you don't really hear about Rodent's Revenge
And
very
the
often, even
pinball.
though yeah, pinball you hear about the most, I think,
That's
where
what I
it's
mean.
like that. Yeah. You don't really hear about Rodent's Revenge very often. I don't hear other people talking about playing it. Like, I feel like the pinball game and literally just listening to music and watching the weird
The weird like pipes.
Yeah, that was a huge thing that we all did, which I'm relieved of because I would do that. I didn't even smoke weed in high school, but I would
You
listen
did all
to
the
like music.
things.
Yeah, I did all the things. I
There's
would
this
listen to music and just watch the audio thing dance around, and I would change it and I'd be like, whoa, this is so cool. But I'd just be sitting there completely sober doing this and think it was the best thing in the
The
world.
show Velma. Do you know the show Velma?
Velma. Oh, is that
Velma.
the Scooby-Doo?
Yeah.
Mindy Kaling is
Mindy
Velma? Okay.
Kaling show, and she's her, it's Norbert. Is that his name? It's not Shaggy. And his whole gimmick is, it's Sam Richardson, by the way, that does the voice, and
Sam
his whole
Richardson, who is that?
it's Tim Robinson's partner, Detroiters.
Oh, yes. Okay. Sorry. Go ahead.
partner. Just yeah, that's how
That's
we
his
originally knew
partner.
it. That's how they are always partners. They're always together. They're at
They
the
are.
Detroit games
I
together. It
did.
makes me so
That is
happy.
literally, I knew exactly who you were talking about at that point. It was funny because I knew that name, but I think I paired it with the wrong face, but I was like, that's wrong.
But what was I saying? God damn it. So anyway, I was
I
watching that
don't.
show and his whole gimmick, at least so far, I haven't seen too many episodes. I just started watching it. Is that he keeps making these like YouTube shorts about like snacks, and he's like, I don't understand why like my entire audience is stoners, because the whole joke is like, well, yeah, he's like, everybody's like, Shaggy's a stoner, but it's like his everything he does is just like, I don't get why only stoners like this, but I always feel like that's how we've always been. It's just like all of our interests are just things that, way before I ever like smoked weed, I'm just like, all of my interests are just weed based. And I'm like,
I know
oh.
you would. I think everyone that I there was so many people in high school that just assumed that I smoked weed because of my like initially my personality is someone that is high already.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think the things that I liked, like, were like that. And then I think it just figured that way. Cause I remember there was this girl that I worked with a few times. Cause when I worked on the radio station, we would have to like cover the basketball games, and you had to like sign up for those, and you got extra credit in the class when you worked them. And I remember I worked two with her, and like, I just remember signing up for them, and I was like, oh, that'd be fun to hang out with someone I don't know very well. So like, I hung out with her. And like, she would always be like, I don't smoke weed. And I'm like, I don't either. And she goes, you don't have to lie to me. And I'm like, I'm not lying to you. Like, I don't even know how to get weed at this point. Like, I'm just like, I'm a fucking loser. Like, you have no idea. And so like, it always got to that point where like, people just assume just because of like personalities that people had and stuff. And like, I don't think I didn't even smoke weed in college. I don't think I smoked anything until like I could.
Yeah.
I was even like offered it. You know how like in those like DARE commercials, you're like, people are going to offer you and you're going to be like, no.
Yeah.
And I just remember being like, people would offer me and I'd be like, ah, probably not. Cause like, I think I was scared for the longest time that it was going to like change my whole personality.
Yeah, sure.
And I'd
yeah.
say things. I thought, because I think only because I was already weird, I felt like that since I was already weird, that if I started smoking weed or drinking, that I'd start saying shit that I didn't even mean. Like, you know, I think that was my, like, I had a big fear of that. Because I just remember weed being like the scariest thing ever, even in college, because I had two roommates that smoked a lot. And like, they would always be trying to get me to smoke with them. And every time I'd be like, oh, I can't because I'm looking for a job. So like, I'm going to be drug tested. And they're like, oh yeah, absolutely. We get that. And I just remember like, as soon as I got a job, they were like, well, you want to smoke? And I'm
smoke?
Like, I'm scared.
What if they
I'm
do?
Scared.
Yeah. I felt the same way. I was just always like, no, thank you.
Yeah.
And then,
no, thank you.
And then I would like smoke, but I don't think I would do it very,
I wouldn't inhale very well. Yeah.
And then I'd just be like, oh man, yeah. But then I remember
I'm feeling what you guys are feeling, totally.
I got high and I looked directly in Conan O'Brien's beady little shark eyes that he has. And he was looking directly at me. And then it was just like, that's like the highest I ever at that point had ever felt. And I was just like, oh, okay. Like, I didn't know there was,
isn't
I just
it
thought
funny?
It's like, this kind of sucks. Like, I just like,
it does
off a lot. And like, I don't, and then I just like, at one point, it's just like, one point you actually get high and then you're like, oh, I just have
the
never
time,
been
yeah,
high.
I love the little buzzes, and because I love like getting drunk and little buzzes. It took me forever to get there because like, I was so scared for so long. And I don't really know what that initial fear stemmed from. I don't know if mom and dad did something to me. I don't know.
It sounds like it because we both had it. Yeah.
We both had it. It was just kind of like a terror. Like, because alcohol was so readily available in our house.
And,
it's
like,
insane that neither me
you.
Or you.
Yeah.
Neither of us even tried. Like, we could have stolen liquor so easily.
Yeah.
And never did, because I think I was so scared of what I would become.
Right.
Somehow I'd be like, if I even drink one thing of this, I had no, because I remember the first alcohol that I had anything to do with was those little mudslides that Kahlua makes. And I thought that I would drink that and just go insane. I thought that I'd just lose my mind. I was just in our house, in our apartment with my friend Sonia. And I was like, if I drink this, like, I'm going to lose my goddamn mind. I just remember drinking it and then just feeling a little buzz and being like, oh, I'm kind of happy. And I'm like, is this what alcohol is? Is this what it is?
Just kind of makes you
but
feel.
Yeah, the
song
I still,
is better than I remember.
Yeah, it's just kind of like, am I just having slightly more fun? I don't know. Like, I'm not going to do it all the time. But it's just funny that I thought it was going to be, like, dramatic.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. I don't know where that came from, because the earlier versions... The McAndrews that came before us.
Yeah, they did everything.
They did everything, and we're just like, yeah.
Maybe that's what scared me. I don't know. Because I don't even remember mom and dad ever being like, don't touch our alcohol.
Yeah.
You're going to die.
They didn't care. I remember,
like, it didn't happen. None of
like
that
18
happened.
And they're like, hey, just have a Miller. And I'm just like, sit there
and
with
like,
it.
Absolutely
like,
not.
Like, I don't want this. I don't want to drink this.
And like, if just, I like, even pretending drink one drink full it, beer, I'm going to die.
Yeah, I don't know what it was. It was just this thing. It was just like, I don't want to do it. It was. Just...
I don't know. I am glad that I didn't get high, I guess, in high school, because I think I would have been way more freaked out. Because I don't know. I didn't get. Yeah. I didn't smoke any weed until, like I said, until like the end of college or post college. But I think the first time I was like actually super high was like lately, where it's like, oh shit, like this is actually like what people are feeling. Because when I was watching Friends and I was so scared.
You tell me about that. Yeah.
Yeah, I told you about that a few times.
Scared. You were watching Friends and you were so scared.
I'm just kind of like, if I was in high school and I was doing this, I would be like insane.
Yeah.
But like, I was just kind of like, I could not understand. Like when they would do like the, they would be in a scene and they'd go into like the little interlude and it would be and they changed scenes like they do. Yeah. And I was just kind of like, I was like, how many flashbacks are in this episode? Like, I was just like, I can't keep up with this. Like, why do they keep like throwing flashbacks? And it was just them changing scenes to a different episode.
I had this recent thing.
I was
where
so
I was,
scared.
I started the new Fallout show. And I started watching it and I was like sitting there and I was just smoking grass, right? I didn't take any edibles or anything. And like, but I just taken like the hit of a lifetime, I guess. And I was just like really high, but I was starting out and I was watching, it's like, this show actually looks really good. And it's like, actually, you know, it makes sense and it's not this weird kind of thing. And then I get halfway through it and I'm like, this fucking thing, like, I don't know what they're doing. Like, this is just, and I remember, you can see the text shit because I was texting Kellator about it. I was like, oh, I actually like this Fallout show a lot. And then I'm like, I was wrong. This is just like, and I just had to figure it out. It took me like a day to be like, I was probably just incredibly high.
I was wrong. I was so scared.
That's what I said. I was like, I was wrong. This show is just like, it's just, I don't know what the fuck they're doing. I don't know what they're trying to do, but it's just like all this random stuff. And I just, like, it's just like, could not piece it together anymore. And it was just like,
it's a weird feeling. Cause like, I guess at this point I haven't been high in a while. Cause I don't have it readily available in the state that I am in, but it's like the last time that I did, it was when I just got back from a trip. And I even told you about this. I think I took a higher dose than I normally would because the packaging was weird. But I just remember being like, I was scared of Friends and I had to turn it off. And I just remember I had just gotten back from a trip. So I was staring at my suitcase and my brain was just like, you didn't go anywhere. I was like, you've been here the whole time. And I was like, I was even arguing with my whole brain. I was like, yes, you did. You just got off a plane. I'm like, no, you didn't. You didn't go anywhere. And I'm like, what the fuck? I didn't go anywhere. It was literally the worst I've ever felt. Like, I'm happy that I didn't like really mess with it when I was still like a teenage brain, where I was like, this would really have fucked me up. I don't know. I don't think it's like, I think other people had like different like ways that they did it with it, but like, there's people that I know in high school that won't touch it now because they were so fucked up.
Sure.
Like, in high school.
I get it.
Cause
I
like,
get
I have a good friend that was like, no, I'm paranoid. Because if I had smoked in high school and I had that, if I had that exact reaction, I probably wouldn't have ever smoked again, just because I'd be like, that's too much. Like, I was scared of my favorite program. I didn't know where I was. I convinced myself that I never left my house. I couldn't stand. Like, I was sitting in my chair. I had to go to sleep eventually. Yeah. Like, that's how bad this high was. I couldn't move. Like, I was sitting in my chair, like, your legs don't work. And I was like trying to like crawl on the ground. And then I was like, your legs don't work. You're done. Sorry, Kelly.
I've had so many of those where I'm just like, but the legs not working is a big part of it. Cause I'll just sit there and I'll like pick them up and they'll just like flop back down. I'm like, they don't work anymore. And like, it's happened so many times now that I'm just like, Well, yeah, that's what
I guess that's common. I didn't know that until I was listening to a podcast where someone was talking about it. They're like, that's an actual thing where it's like your legs just, you think your legs don't work anymore.
Yeah.
So I was listening to the Handsome podcast with Tig Notaro, and she was like talking about how she was like got really high and like her wife like popped in and was like, can you help with the kids? And she was like, I can't. My legs don't work. I'm not trying to get out of anything. My legs don't work.
It's just they don't work right.
But it's like so under, like in the moment, you just understand.
Yeah.
You're like, my legs don't work. Like, I'm not going to stand up and prove they don't work. I just know they don't.
Because you can't, because they don't work right now.
Yeah, they don't work right now.
I can't prove to you they don't work by standing up because they don't work. That's, I mean.
You're a fool. You're a goddamn fool. They don't work.
Yeah, it's still, it doesn't freak me out so much now because I'm just like, okay, that's what's going on. But it is weird. It is always weird.
Yeah. I guess I said, it's legal and readily available where you live. So it's very easy to get.
Yeah.
But where I live, it's still like, it's like a luxury item. So I don't get high that often.
I like it way more than drinking. Like, I like now because I kind of.
I do too. It's just, it's like you can get alcohol, which is crazy because alcohol is so like detriment.
Oh,
like it hurts you.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like, why am I allowed to drink as much as I want in my house? But I'm not allowed to smoke weed and just be happy in my house.
You get so high that you think John Jacob Jingleheimer Smith is like a masterpiece. And then you wake up the next day and you're like, well. Time to go do my thing.
But if you like do alcohol. If you drink a bunch of alcohol, like depending on what you drink, you get have different reactions to what you drink, first of all. Because like I don't drink, I don't even touch bourbon or whiskey anymore. Because I know that's the alcohol that I drink where I'm gonna be like texting people and being mad. Yeah. And then not remembering it, like that's the alcohol I do not even touch. Because like in quarantine, when like COVID was huge, I would drink whiskey, and I would start fights that I didn't even remember the next day. I'd be like,
Irish thing. You just drink like a little bit of whiskey and you're like Popeye immediately.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, I was starting fucking fights. I was like, you know what I hate about you?
You remember when you got that drawing on a cartoon world was you?
And then I'd get up the next morning and be like, holy shit.
Yeah.
What is wrong with you? I don't know. I don't drink that much at all anymore. But like, I absolutely do not drink whiskey because at that point it was just kind of like, holy shit, what is wrong with you? But yeah, it's crazy that different alcohols will bring out different drunks out of you. Cause like most alcohol will just make me sleepy and then I just go to sleep and then it's no one's problem because Kelly's asleep.
Right, Kelly went to bed.
But Whiskey Kelly has got business after she's asleep, quote unquote, in her own brain.
Yeah.
Whiskey Kelly has got business to fight.
I like the tequila drunk the best. I don't think I'll ever do it again. And I would be afraid.
Tequila.
I've never in my life bought a bottle of tequila because I'm like, I cannot have this.
Really? Tequila is my go-to
location. I just can't because I'm like, I love feeling drunk on tequila. And it's always that one where it's just like you have the most fun. People seem to respond to you the best. This is my experience. And you usually wake up and you're like, huh, I feel okay.
You have like, there's no backlogs on tequila drunk.
It's always like the best.
It's always just you wake up and you're like, I told a bunch of jokes. I had a good time. Tequila drunk. I still only drink tequila if it's hard liquor. Because I won't touch whiskey, like I said before, it's not good for me. So if I ever do get drunk on like hard liquor, it's always tequila because I want to have a good memory when I wake up.
It's a party. I can't believe I always go like I'm with you with bourbon and whiskey where I'm just like I don't ever feel good the next day.
No,
even if I don't have very much. I just I don't respond to it well. Like if I get anything, I get rum or vodka. And like both of those are pretty good. Like, vodka's nice. I think I'm too much of a, I listen to too much Harmontown. Okay. I admit it. That's the only reason I ever think vodka is interesting. And it's like, it's too easy to drink, which I don't like. And
Yeah.
it's probably why they drink it so much on
But
Harmontown.
I think tequila is too. I think tequila is very easy to like drink
Like,
down.
that's the one where I'm like, I'll take a fucking shot of tequila. Hell yeah. Like, I
Yeah.
don't. And the last time I drank it at all was at a Mexican wedding, which is just like the place you want to drink a bunch of tequila. And it was fucking amazing. And
It's
you
always so
never,
fun.
ever, ever get up the next day and like, oh man, I probably look like an idiot. You're like, everybody was having a good time. I was having a good time.
Well,
And nobody has
I
bad
think
memories about it.
what we drank scotch. We drank scotch on your
That was horrible.
wedding reception night. But okay,
Disastrous.
it was disastrous, but I'm glad that it happened.
Sure.
I think it's very funny how everyone had an effect to it
In a
that
weird
was
new
essentially
way.
negative, but we all paired off and had
So
an
well.
adventure.
It was
And I
incredible.
think
Okay, you're
it was
right. I'm on
incredible.
board.
It
I'm
was
on board with
incredible.
Scotch
Yeah.
because I don't mean to
That
pick on
was
it.
so much fucking fun.
Yeah.
I couldn't have imagined that any other way. Me and Dad taking the garbage out was the best adventure that I've ever had in my life. And
Everybody has a different weird story, and everybody, it was like,
yeah.
that's the night I want to see what actually happened because everybody,
Wouldn't it be
like,
funny to rewatch that?
you know, there's
And
usually
like
it.
see like if it was like a sitcom where like it
Yeah.
followed you during and like saw what you saw and then like you saw the actual footage. It would just me it would ju it literally my story would just be me and Dad trying and failing to get a garbage bag into that big bear trapped garbage thing at the because
Yeah.
you were at a state park. So like we were trying to get the garbage into there. I was with Dad the entire time
Yeah.
of this until I fell asleep eventually in the cabin. So like that was my story. But I just remember it just being a whole big deal, but it being so fucking exciting. It was like we gotta get this in here. Like,
We gotta
and no
figure
one
this
must
out.
know.
It was such a weird, it was beautiful because everybody was the exact same amount of drunk, which I think is so rare
Yeah.
when everybody is exactly as drunk as everybody else. And it just makes for this magical time where it's like there's nobody that you have to feel like everybody wakes up the next day like,
Yeah, no one's
oh
like
my
watching this
God.
and being like, these fucking weirdos. Like, everyone was like, we have a plan.
I remember my, and I still think this is one of my other life triumphs that we were doing karaoke, and it was me and my friend Josh and my friend Heath from earlier, and we were all like getting ready to pick a song, and I just somehow communicated to them right before the song started. It's like, we're gonna do Mambo Number 5, but we're not gonna sing a single lyric. We're just gonna mumble the entire thing, and I was just like, okay, and they were both like, yeah, and then we immediately turned around and did it. Like the whole thing, it was just like we were just like, but everybody just like the same tone, the same like, and like it was one
We
of the,
fucking loved
everybody
it.
fucking loved it. Like it was a hit. And I just could not believe how immediately like everybody was just on board with that. It's just like, okay, this song sucks. Everybody knows it. Fuck this song. But everybody kind of wants to hear it anyway. Just do like a fucking, like, just mumble through it. And it was just, it was a masterpiece. It's out there somewhere. It was recorded.
Oh, I never saw the recording of it. I remember it live.
But it was really honestly just one of those things. It was just like, it just, I just kind of would, I don't even like, there's nothing to be embarrassed about. It's just like, I want to know everything that happened because it was a beautifully drunken evening. It was just a perfectly drunken evening.
Well, my friend, it has been an hour and a half and we have not gotten to Sandlot 2. I don't think that we're going to at this point.
There's no chance. There's no chance we're getting to
I think
Sandlot
at this point,
fucking
all we can
two.
do is take Baseball Joe, make him the star of Sandlot 2, and just have all of this have happened to him previously
Yeah.
before the movie.
That guy that got really into the 60s and disappeared, he's back in some capacity. I don't know.
Do you remember 60s Joe? Well, he's fucking back.
That's him. He's back, and he's like, you know.
He's mowing the lawn.
He's mowing lawns. It's not about baseball.
And you know what? He
okay,
didn't
so
even have to be asked by his mom. He's mowing it anyway.
It's guy from the movie that gets really into the 60s and disappears, right? He eventually comes back, but he's just, his mind is just fried. He does not remember a single fucking thing, but he's like, shows up in this town. And he's like, oh, he gets a job mowing lawns. He starts mowing the Sandlot lot.
Ooh.
And it's slowly, he's like, oh my God. And it like all starts to slowly come back to him. And he's like, that's right. And then it's like, whatever, that can be the beginning of it. Or can it, I don't know where it goes from there.
Beautiful.
I was hoping something else would come to me, but that's it.
I think that's good. That's a good premise for a movie that might happen later. If Joe Dante gets back to us, he might be more interested now that he knows that there are two Joes involved in the script writing process of this. As a Joe himself, Joe Dante, he might be like, yeah, that fucking rules. Let's
What's the dog's
this.
Name? It's the Beast.
Hercules.
Hercules. He's still alive, okay? And he's the same age. All right?
Absolutely.
He peers over to the fence because he sees the fence. He cuts everything. He's like, this is the Sandlot. He sees the fence, right? And he's like a little nervous because he doesn't exactly know what it is that he's going to see, right? Peers over the fence. There's Hercules. So it's like, what happened? Right?
Right.
That's it. I mean, it's a mystery. We'll have to find out when we see the movie.
We're all going to have to find out when we see the movie. We're not going to spell this out for you. Like,
just
we're all going to have to see.
Build this as just Sandlot.
Whatever.
Two.
You know what? It's none of our business what Joe Dante brings like to the table after we pitch
we don't
him
even
a plot point. Yeah.
We don't even care.
We don't even check up on the movies after he makes them, honestly.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, another $1 billion opening weekend.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Whatever. We usually just kind of like push these into his hands.
Right.
He makes them into, I think they've all been
blockbuster,
$100 million blockbuster. Yeah, it's been crazy. Like, I think we passed Barbie, I think, with our last movie.
Six times.
Yeah, it was insane. And we don't ask for money from these. We usually just give our ideas to Dante, and then he's like, thank
well,
you.
I guess it'll work. I don't know about this one.
Yeah.
And then
and
like,
then
okay.
He'll turn it into something amazing. He'll put his little fingers into it.
Right.
Usually it's exactly what we decided to do, but he just says to us that he changed a few things so he doesn't have to pay us, which is fine with us.
We're fine with
it. It happens.
You know what happens. It's a, you know.
Yeah, we get it. Like, I don't know. He thinks we're upset, but we get it.
Yeah, we get it.
And, like, we have jobs.
He
like,
wants
we,
us to be upset.
He wants us to be so
but
mad.
We don't
want to
be.
I'm just gonna, like,
you know? Here's another one, Joe.
I'm out here making the same amount of money that Caitlin Clark makes in a game on the WNBA. So I'm like,
wow.
I'm a millionaire, Joe Dante. A millionaire. I'm kidding. I don't make that much. But like, if
we
I
all
did...
thought you were serious. Everybody out there was pausing. Just they were holding their breaths because they thought you were serious.
They're like, I didn't know Kelly was rich.
She's a billionaire. I should have been nicer to her.
I was joking because she's only making like $75,000 a year.
Yeah. Okay. But that's what she's.
Except
yeah.
For
it
her.
Sucks that the WNBA pays shit. But she's making millions of dollars because
well, she is with her like sponsorships. But I'm talking about if I was in the WNBA, like we would be about.
You
the
would
same
be
salary.
Making like the salary of somebody that's coming out of college, you know, with a pretty good degree.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I'm saying that's shit. I'm saying like pay these people more than $75,000, especially considering that you're having these like kind of star players and they're playing in like the New York and the, you know, the LA markets. Like
I think that's
bullshit.
Caitlin Clark is going to make some changes to the WNBA. I think this is going to be kind of a breaking point because I think that people are, I know that their games are already sold out. The Fever.
The Fever's like, yeah. And like other locations that had smaller venues had to like rent out other places to seat the amount of people that are buying tickets to this, which is really
and
cool.
I don't, and it's not even a gimmick. Like, she is so fucking exciting to watch that like I'm not a fan of basketball. I don't usually like get like enthralled in a game, but the last couple times that I've been like at someone's house where they're already watching the game, I've just been glued to the set while she's playing. Like, it's fucking amazing.
It's nuts.
Like, I don't even know what she's doing. I couldn't even tell you what's different about her playing than other people playing, but I just know that I'm watching and I'm enthralled in it. And I actually can figure out what's going on. And I don't know what she's doing, but it's fucking amazing. And I love it. And I'm going to watch more of it. Like, I'm excited to watch the WNBA once I can start to watching her play for the Fever.
It's huge, and it's cool that she went to the Indiana Fever. That's kind of crazy. Some good stuff there. Pacers. The Pacers are good, you know.
They're also doing well this season, which is exciting.
The Colts had a good draft, and you know, stuff is at Purdue. Yeah. Made it to the final. That was something.
Megan Gailey just posted on Twitter. She was like, she listed all the things you did and said that the Subway.
Tell her she stole my fucking tweet, and I'm pissed. Okay.
What's the guy from Subway? Jared from Subway curse is finally lifted. Is what?
Is that what the curse? I thought it was me not high fiving the Colts mask. Everybody thinks that every Indiana fan thinks they somehow know what the curse is, or that they are part of the curse. But whatever it is,
we're finally free.
Something's going on, and it feels good. It feels good to be a fan of these teams again for the first time in a very long time. It's been a very long time.
It's exciting. It brings us something to be like, to give a little pushback on people that make fun of Indiana. We'd be like,
except
what about all our successful sport ventures? And they're like, can't argue that, bitch.
Damn it, those ones. ones. Yeah, that's all that people have that live in shitty places. So, like, we have to have good sports teams so we can be like, yeah, but this is good, you know? Kansas City. I'm saying shitty as like I like these places, but you know what I mean. The way people view them.
It's okay when you say it. It's okay when you
I was apologizing to the Kansas Cityans out there that listen to our show and like write every word down as we say it, and they pause after every sentence so they can be like, what do you
think? They have a little board. They're like, we'll figure out who he is.
I don't want to just
who Joe is and Bo is.
I don't want to throw out some Kansas City insult and be accused of attacking Kansas City. I'm saying it like people say wherever.
Now that we know Bo is a rare redhead, we're going to find him.
We're on the hunt. Yeah, that's the last key they need to. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. All right, well, we should probably go. But what a great episode. And, you know, join us next time for another thrilling episode of
Sandlot 3, featuring nine more stories about Heath.
That's how little we wanted to talk about Sandlot 2. But we had to do it because Joe requested it. So that's what you get. So sorry. And good night.
He's like, I can work with this.
I can do this. This is good.
Bye.
Bye.